News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer. What a day it's been. That's the sound of hundreds of protesters taking over Delhi's ITO crossing, right in the heart of the national capital. Who are these protesters? Not political workers, not even upset citizens. No, these were policemen, many of them in uniform. So today on Drive Through, the massive, unprecedented protests staged by Delhi policemen and women is the story. Who will protect the protectors is what they are asking. Because all of this started with a violent clash between policemen and lawyers at a Delhi court over the weekend. That was one ugly fight. And the cops gave as good as they got, frankly. The CCTV visuals showed not just the lawyers slapping the policemen, but the cops attacking the lawyers too. There were shots fired, bloodshed. And yes, these are the people most responsible for upholding our country's law and order. Cops and lawyers. After that first clash, the situation just got worse. There were fights outside other courts too. And what really got the cops upset was a Delhi High Court order which said, and I'm quoting from that order now, no coercive action should be taken against any lawyer on the basis of the FIRs lodged at the behest of police officials. Wow. So the lawyers go scot-free while the cops get suspended and transferred? Well, not quite, because the court also ordered a judicial inquiry into the violence. So what? Said the cops. That's unfair. Are lawyers beyond the reach of the law? CNN News 18 reporter Sagar Gupta spoke to some of the protesters.
राष्ट्रपति से लेके आम पब्लिक की सिक्योरिटी की जिम्मेदारी हम के ऊपर है. हम सभी की मतलब हाई कोर्ट, सुप्रीम कोर्ट, पटियाला जितने कोर्ट है सब कोर्टों की सिक्योरिटी है भाई. लेकिन उसके फायदा हमारी सिक्योरिटी नहीं है. हमें कोर्टों में पीटा जा रहा है. जो इंसिडेंट हो गया उसके बाद में हमें सस्पेंड किया जा रहा है. हमारे ट्रांसफर किए जा रहे हैं.
What the protesters were looking for today was reassurance from the Delhi Police Commissioner. Now, not only did Amulya Patnaik take more than an hour to emerge and meet the crowd outside the Delhi Police headquarters this morning, he didn't really say anything the upset cops wanted to hear.
कानूनी कार्रवाई हो गई है, FIR वगैरह हो गया है, कानूनी कार्रवाई की जाएगी और इनके जो भी कंसर्न्स हैं उसको सीनियर फॉर्मेशंस बिल्कुल एड्रेस कर रही है. दिल्ली पुलिस हमेशा एक professional and disciplined force raha hai.
Delhi police is a professional and disciplined force. Basically, get back to work, you guys. But realistically speaking, what can the Delhi police chief actually do? Or even the Home Ministry, which oversees the Delhi police?
The government will be in contempt of court if they do anything to defy that order.
The Home Ministry has now asked for a clarification on that order that the Delhi High Court passed after a special hearing on Sunday. But the protesting policemen have 6 very specific demands. And an appeal against that High Court order is only one on that list. They also want compensation for the injured cops. They want the ones who were suspended brought back to work. They want action against the lawyers who assaulted them. So all of the appeals the police commissioner and the other top police officers made through the day was absolutely not what the protesters wanted to hear. Soon enough, the chants for justice outside the Delhi police headquarters turned into slogans against the top brass. We want a police chief like Kiran Bedi was their message. Why Kiran Bedi? Well, in 1988, during an earlier face-off between lawyers and Delhi police, Kiran Bedi was the deputy commissioner of police for Northern Delhi. An advocate who was suspected of theft in her area, North Delhi, was handcuffed and brought to court. Lawyers went on strike in protest. Then came a mob attack on lawyers' offices in Teesazari. This mob attack, according to the lawyers, was orchestrated by Kiran Bedi. The police at that time denied everything. Now, of course, they seem to be saying this is the kind of muscular leadership that they want. Muscular leadership. That's what the Aam Aadmi Party thinks caused the problem in the first place. Saurabh Bharadwaj tweeted saying, I'm going to read out part of his tweet now. BJP has emboldened Delhi police so much that we are living in a police state. Delhi police has been converted into a political entity and works like an armed wing of BJP. Okay. Well, we already know that the equation between the Aam Aadmi Party and the Delhi police is not a particularly happy one. What about the Congress? Here's party spokesperson Randeep Surjewala.
पुलिस खुद न्याय मांग रही है और दिल्ली पुलिस के हेडक्वार्टर को दिल्ली पुलिस के जवान घेरे खड़े हैं और गृह मंत्री हैं कि वो पूरा मौन और चुप्पी साधे खड़े हैं। क्या यही है न्यू इंडिया जिसकी भारतीय जनता पार्टी ने कल्पना की थी?
And in fact, the BJP was pretty muted by its standards. Kiran Rijiju tweeted in support of the police and then deleted his tweet. Manoj Tiwari was one of the few BJP leaders who said anything at all.
दोनों पक्षों को एडवोकेट और जो पुलिस के लोग हैं वो इसको मिल करके बैठें समाप्त करें केंद्र सरकार को धन्यवाद करता हूं उन्होंने त्वरित कार्रवाई इसमें करवाई
यू नो इट्स बैड व्हेन मनोज तिवारी अ मैन रियली नॉट नोन फॉर रिस्ट्रेंट इज आस्किंग बोथ साइड्स टू काम डाउन एंड लाइक द पुलिस द लॉयर्स डेफिनेटली डोंट सीम टू बी इन एनी मूड टू लिसन हियर्स व्हाट मनन मिश्रा द हेड ऑफ द बार काउंसिल ऑफ इंडिया टोल्ड सीएनएन न्यूज 18
Police people are very powerful. They are armed and they have lathis, dandas and even pistols in their hands. And I am telling you, they are branding the lawyers as the gundas. But in fact, the entire country knows who is the real gunda, who is the real criminal.
Somehow, I get the feeling that most of the country is not asking who's the real victim, but who's the bigger gunda. The police or the lawyers? And what a tragedy for us that we are even having to ask that question. One of the placards being held up by a uniformed policeman protesting outside the police headquarters in Delhi today said, How's the Josh? Low, sir. And I think he's speaking for all of us. I'm Shaini Iyer. Drive Through will be back tomorrow evening. Stay safe.
News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.